This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Aftermarket Radio Network focused on elevating our communication, our listening, and our leadership skills. In our episode today, I want to discuss the benefits of a recent camping trip my wife and I enjoyed in beautiful northern Michigan. Yes, as our listeners well understand, we talk a lot about getting outside of our comfort zones on this podcast. Now, normally that is in the context of practicing our communication skills, getting on a stage, getting uncomfortable, presenting in front of people. Well, today the topic is more about stepping away. So some of you who might have some of that glossophobia we've talked about in previous episodes might be able to resemble this more, and you're probably better at this than I am. But getting out into nature, camping, specifically getting away, though, from people, from electronics, modern comforts or modes of transportation, and instead just highlight the benefits of immersing ourselves in nature and rebooting our minds. So here it is. My wife, Betsy, and I, we did our stepping away together by stepping onto a ferry boat and taking a nearly two-hour trip westwards into Lake Michigan. We traveled from Fishtown in Leland. If you pull out your Michigan map, it's the tip of the pinky on your hand. And we docked in South Manitou Island, where we would hike and camp with really only the things that we carried. I have my background situated with me today. If you're watching this video, behind me is a painting from my wife, and that is the Sleeping Bear Dunes behind me. But at the top of the horizon is South Manitou Island, and it does give you a sense of what it looks like. I encourage you to look up the area. It is absolutely beautiful. South Manitou is a 10-mile circumference, barely inhabited island. It's in the Sleeping Bear National Lakeshore. So this is national park territory. It's pristine fresh water. I always make the joke, the water's as blue as the Caribbean, but your lips will be that same color because that water is not warm. So that is where we went, on a small island in Lake Michigan. Now, if this adventure intrigues you, I think you'll enjoy this episode, and I do hope that this poses a bit of a challenge and also a form of encouragement for those of you who seek similar types of adventures. But for me, this is also important that we learn why. I think it's an important topic that merits really greater emphasis on our modern lives today, just getting out into nature. I think this is more important now than ever before. Each episode, we do a word of the day. Today's word is garrulous. Garrulous. It's a difficult word to pronounce. G-A-R-R-U-L-O-U-S. Garrulous. We'll define that word for you after we have a brief word from our sponsors. And then we'll go right into this topic. Stop stressing over your business. You deserve a good night's sleep. The Institute's coaching helps you achieve success and financial peace. Learn more at weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your auto repair shop? Say goodbye to the chaos and hello to streamlined efficiency with AutoLeap, the number one all-in-one auto repair shop management software. With AutoLeap, you can sell more, save precious time, and delight your customers with every interaction. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call Shop Dog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Supercharge your auto shop with Inbound, AI-powered communication analytics and phone service for your professional shops. Visit callinbound.com. We're back, and the word of the day is garrulous. Garrulous. It's a tough, I keep pronouncing this one wrong because it doesn't look like that when I spell it out, but it does mean containing many or often too many words. It's another way of saying verbose, or someone is talkative. Used in a sentence, you would say something like, he delivered a rather garrulous speech. I nailed it that time. I think I really got the pronunciation right. New words, they're fun. Sometimes I like to stretch those a little bit. I think that one was good and it stuck out to me. I don't want to be too garrulous as I tell the story of my camp trip here, but I do want to break this up into two parts. The title for this episode is Unplug, Immerse, and Reboot. I think we're going to get through Unplug today. The immerse part, there's just so much to talk about and some of the benefits of immersing yourself in nature. But just to give you some context, this camping trip that my wife and I did has been on the calendar for most of the year. Our anniversary gifts to ourselves actually involved a mix of ordering camping gear online and some frequent trips to REI. REI, camping store, if you haven't been in one of those, they're pretty fun. They also have an anniversary sale every May, which happens to be very close to our anniversaries. It just works out. It's a lot of fun looking for new camping equipment and gear and all the things that go along with it. It's important to note, we have no real experience camping or backpacking. Yeah, sure. You probably heard me talk about rucking. Rucking is just a backpack with a weighted plate in it. That's basically hiking. I like to tell people it's like hiking with useless gear. Backpacking and hiking, that involves useful gear. So while I've built strength with rucking and heavy loads don't really scare me, hiking and backpacking involves the practical stuff, loading it as light as possible so you can go as far as you need to and survive as long as you want out in nature. I'm not looking for a big week-long excursion at this stage of my own experience, getting more into the outdoors. So our goals were really threefold, though. We wanted to really just unplug and disconnect from devices, noise, and distraction. Number two, we want to immerse ourselves in nature. And then three, we wanted that reboot sensation, that returning refreshed idea, what's called the three-day effect, which I'll explain further as we move into this conversation. A three-day effect, a belief that basically spending 3 days minimally in nature will give you a lot of benefits for your mental clarity and overall happiness and health, I suspect. My hope is that through this camp trip, breaking away, going out, me and my wife both, that our creative minds will be rejuvenated, we'll be able to focus and solve problems better, in general, just become more adept at backpacking and camping so that we can take longer adventures together in the future. Goal number one, unplug. I feel like on the goal of disconnecting, listen, I felt like stepping away from constant connection for a while now. And I've done something of what I would have to call an Irish goodbye on Facebook. That is, I never said anything. I just sort of left. Irish goodbye. There are so many reasons for this, which many of you loyal listeners here on Speak Up would probably already be familiar with, and along with some of my opinions on AI. But despite benefiting from a social media presence in my career, I'm really not a fan of it. I could tell you about the alarming statistics of the really wasted human time. For example, the equivalent of 200,000 entire human lifetimes is spent endlessly scrolling on social media each day. That's a significant amount of people doing a lot of scrolling. So the very alarming statistic. I could also talk to you about how companies like Meta are harvesting every single piece of data they can about you to manipulate you to both spend more time on their ecosystem and also spend more money with their advertisers. And I could also tell you I'm sick of just being distracted. So walking away from Facebook seems to carry a lot of those normal things. I talk to a lot of people who have done this as well. And these three things would be all things they agree with. But the real catalyst for me deciding to just sort of walk away from the Facebook and unplug in that environment was actually more in regards to some exchanges that I was observing among even respected friends. All right. Public disputes, more common. Toxic groupthink, more normalized. And I've began seeing a lot of things discussed in various groups that were really antithetical points that run totally contrary to the topics that we cultivate here on this show. Those sort of things, when I start seeing the opposite of what I think is important become more popular, it feels like losing. When I'm in an environment such as social media, I don't feel like going into some kind of warrior to win something. I just sort of observe things. And if I'm not being asked for feedback, I don't feel like it's my responsibility to go in and change people's minds on that. I would say there is a strong argument when someone leaves social media, it's like, well, but we need the good people there. And I don't believe that argument is true. And I believe that that argument that we need to be the good we want to see in those environments is completely nullified because, yeah, I do want to contribute to better online interactions. 100% agree that would be a great goal. I don't really see that being a good point, though, when the platform itself is deliberately engineered to harvest your information, manipulate, and distract you. Plus, it'll continue to show you content that is now augmented to fit the type of behavior profile that you're establishing there. So if you are into a toxic groupthink thing where you're laughing at maybe some things that you shouldn't or satirical stuff, it's going to keep on showing you stuff. So it kind of just spirals in the same sort of spirit that you're putting out there. So it can be self-defeating on top of things. While I'm open to participation in an online forum to stay connected with my faraway friends, I don't know of a platform that isn't engineered to cultivate something other than that. Just doesn't exist right now. Maybe online web forums like the old days maybe need to come back into things, but who knows who's running those. And shoot, everything in our digital world today feels like it's being harvested in some form or fashion anyway. Looking to take your shop to the next level of quality service, team culture, and overall profitability? At the Institute, we provide personalized coaching that aligns with your goals of financial stability, excellent customer service, and employee satisfaction. Our priority is helping you establish significant and sustainable progress. We work with you to create strategies that reduce the stress of running your business, improve your quality and performance, and optimize your profitability. Experience the benefits of professional coaching by visiting weareintheinstitute.com/business-assessment. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text updates, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your auto repair shop? Say goodbye to the chaos and hello to the streamlined efficiency with AutoLeap, the number one all-in-one auto repair shop management software. With AutoLeap, you can sell more, save precious time, and delight your customers with every interaction. How? By harnessing the power of cutting-edge technology that brings you real-time actionable insights. From scheduling appointments, to creating estimates, generating invoices, managing technicians, and seamlessly syncing with QuickBooks to keep your records updated, AutoLeap does it all for you. Visit AutoLeap.com and book a demo today. Looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Trust ShopDog Marketing to be your reliable companion with AI-powered customer-first marketing, websites, and high-ranking local search. Maximize your reach with our mobile-first and voice search expertise. Car counts are like ice cream. Sweeten your revenue with ShopDog Marketing. Grab our free guide to learn how AI can drive more repair orders every day. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound for proven expertise and unmatched innovation. Visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make. I left at least Facebook sometime back in May, I think. I really didn't pay attention to it. I just one day didn't go on and the next day I didn't go on and I don't even remember which day it was. Now, I mention this because when people say unplug, as we're discussing the idea of getting out in nature, unplugging, going out there. When people say unplug, I see a lot of different degrees that that's done. A lot of times, it's only in regards to social media that they're discussing. A social media break. You've seen people do that, taking a break from Facebook, but they'll be back. I knew in this case for unplug for me, and based on a lot of the reading I've been done, I was craving a lot more. In those months that I've been off social media, I've done a lot of things and I'm tempted to want to share them. I've celebrated happy occasions. I've mourned the loss of loved ones in this time period. I've enjoyed success in my occupation with Autoflow. I've traveled to another continent to work with people. What an experience. I've eaten amazing meals with wonderful people. And yet all this while, remaining present with them has been my goal. Less of taking out your phone to go and snap a photograph of what you're doing or do the selfie. Just being present and enjoying those moments. And I think I've achieved a lot of that in this time, this exercise of trying to be present with people to varying degrees. But what I've noticed, and this is where I come back to this unplug point, what I've noticed that even with that deliberate emphasis on just being more present with the people that I'm with, that is nearly as exhausting as being distracted and pulled into other things all the time. Don't be confused here because, look, I am an extroverted personality. I enjoy talking with people, but I can't do it all the time. Nobody can. I was talking, I think it was with Jeremy Glasgow a few episodes back. Like even Jesus, there's so many times biblically where he is with a group of people delivering wisdom and goodness. And then he's got to get away, go out into nature and pray. And that's repeated over and over again. So I think it's a really great example of this. Even the people that are here for a purpose and want to have good interactions need a break. And I think it's rather profoundly true for a lot of us that this is the case. And it may be something to consider on why you may catch yourself, like I did, endlessly scrolling in that social media. So instead of asking yourself, like I did, what am I looking for in that moment? You catch yourself and they're like, what am I even scrolling for? Try asking yourself, what are you looking to escape? What are you looking to unplug from? It isn't just that. Typically what drives that behavior I'm noticing, and I noticed it in myself, is that that was the escape from something else. And so it isn't that we need the break from social media. It's that social media has replaced what we should be doing with our break. Make sense? Your answers for those questions might not be as obvious, but like I said, what became more clear to me is, especially in the reading that I've been doing these past few years, is that we are made for nature. We are made for nature. And yet so much of what we cultivate in our wonderful civilized world removes us from that ecosystem. And I use the word ecosystem deliberately when I was talking about Facebook earlier, their ecosystem. Ecosystem's a software term, folks. It's an environment that we create. You have a shop management ecosystem. You have a lot of emphasis these days on those shop management systems, keeping you in that ecosystem, functioning entirely inside of there and making you want to and not want to go to another ecosystem. All this stuff, it's all over the place. But we were made for a natural ecosystem, the actual ecosystem of nature. I will say this, in the camping trip, unplugging was a little bit challenging. We got to the island, we docked there, and I of course, double-checked the phone. I was hoping for no signal, and parts of the boat journey, there was none. But on the island, there was like one bar, and then even two bars in some spots better. There were pockets of nothing, which was wonderful, but it was a little disappointing when I had forgotten to turn off my phone early on. And when the connection was made with a signal in that spot, you feel a little vibration when an email from work or something else hits the phone. So while we went on a remote journey for this particular case, it wasn't so remote that we were completely out of touch. So I did. I turned off my phone. And one of the things that I was put onto, fortunately, before I went on this trip, Scott Werner on our marketing team at Autoflow introduced me to the Camp Snap camera. And that was a great suggestion. I brought one of those along on this trip. And what it is if you remember back to those earlier days of the disposable cameras, you remember those things? You would snap the pictures. You never saw what was on the thing. You went and got your film developed, and then you found out if your finger was in that image or not. We've all taken a lot of terrible images, if you recall those things. Well, the CampSnap camera is not like that. You don't have to go develop the images. It's a digital camera. Has decent storage, I think 1,000 pictures or so on it, but it is just an on button and a snap button, and it has a flash, and that's it. There's no screen. You don't look at the images. You will plug it in eventually to a computer and download those images to your device then. But it's a great low-tech way to still capture pictures in a moment if you are looking to unplug. So to wrap up the point here, before we talk about our actual immersion into this camping trip, I just wanted to reiterate the point that I want to make on the unplugging. It is not just about social media. It is not even just about devices at all. It is actually about trying to get disconnected so that you can go and do the next thing, which is immerse yourself into a more natural environment, one that is actually a break and is truly going to allow you to recharge. And that is the goal that we had as we went on our journey, my wife and I together, to a remote, barely inhabited Michigan island. Truly paradise. I can't wait to tell you more about that. So I do hope you will check out the next episode here as I go into some more details on the lessons I learned immersing ourselves into that natural environment. I just wanted to keep this one simple and brief and get you some food for thought on the unplugging concept. We don't want to have you in a garrulous episode on that topic. I know we hit that one regularly, but I do believe it's important with our word of the day fully used and not, I hope, observed in the course of this episode. I do want to encourage our listeners to listen up to our other shows on the Aftermarket Radio Network, Carm Capriato's Remarkable Results Radio, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, then the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, and the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. And please, folks, and you're listening to those shows, also, I should mention, don't forget to reach out to us here on this show. I love your feedback. I love your questions, and I love your suggestions on topics you would like to hear more about. So please email me at speakup@craigoneal.net and let me know if there's something you would like to join me to speak up about as well. Now, please get that seed planted in your mind to unplug, but keep in tune to the things that actually are helping you, like these shows on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Once again, thank you to our sponsors. Thank you for joining us here. Now get out there, listen up, speak up, and think about taking a break and unplugging somewhere great. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Craig on your favorite podcast listening app and on his YouTube channel. Let him know what you'd like him to speak up about. Craig is all for advancing the automotive service aftermarket.